Blog Talk Radio.
Grandma got molested at the airport. Flying home to our house Christmas Day. They drove to Preston, manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. Her metal hip set the alarm off. They had to pat her down, but they patted her so roughly that her Depends underwear fell to the ground. She never felt so violated, and when they ended their attack, there were glove marks on her buttocks and incriminating latex in her crack. Got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They drove to Preston, manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. They made her take her wooden leg off and remove her purple wig. They confiscated all her prunes as they rummage through her luggage like a pig. Now Grandma's cherub-like demeanor had quickly turned into a funk. She saw them cupping Grandpa balls and wiener, raised her cane and shouted out, "Don't touch his junk!" Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. Flight had left without her, and she was left in misery, holding her wig, her leg, her undergarment, and what was left of her civil liberty. So show this TSA your tatas, let them grope your daughter and your son. If we fall in line and get stripped of our freedom, then we know that the terrorists have won. Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They drove to Preston, manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. They drove to Preston, manhandled her hoo-ha.
Thank you. snow is falling faster now and dusting on the hill. Skaters on the river, gentle dancers in the chill. The children's laughter ringing as they overturn their sleighs, waiting for a country Christmas day. The chimneys hold the promise of a friendly fire inside, and though it's after bedtime, all the children's eyes are wide. There might be cakes and shortbread on a shiny silver tray, waiting for a country Christmas day. Christmas in the country, like another time and place. I see it in the little things, in every smiling face. It's crystal nights and far off lights, and children count the days. Country Christmas, and love will lead the way. Dogs run after snowflakes in a never-ending chase. Soft lights through the window, frost as delicate as lace. And reunited loved ones who've been far too long away, waiting for a country Christmas day. Christmas in the country, like another time and place. I see it in the little things, in every smiling face. It's crystal nights and far off lights, and children count the days. Country Christmas, and love will lead the way. Country Christmas, and love will lead the way.
With Why can I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I hear music play? My world is changing, I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too?
Thank kind of thing is for what seem like years. Cash, you said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her sign. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. Been sick for quite a while. Know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that autograph from heaven's love as it thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy said there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite. Know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
brown eyes that seem to say, stay a while, I want to play. Would you, could you do, please stop? He's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop. Thank you, lady, thank you, sir. Is there someone else that you'd prefer? He's not selfish, just a flop, so he wags his tail in a Christmas shop. Mr. Santa, if you would send him someone oh so good, someone who will take him home for everyone to see. Christmas time, a Christmas tree with a happy family. Pity him, he's got no pop, he's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop. Mr. Santa, if you would send him someone else so good, someone who will take him home for everyone to see. Christmas time, a Christmas tree with a happy family. Pity him, he's got no pop, he's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop.
Oh, próspero año y felicidad. ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Romero, mayo y felicidad!
of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Be well. daughters, we got some learning to do here. My nephew brought home another book the other day, just burns me up. Now they want to politically correct up Christmas stories so they don't offend nobody and everybody everywhere can enjoy it. So this is a story formerly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It is now called 'Twas the Night Before a Non-Denominational Winter Holiday. Was the night before a non-denominational winter holiday when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The neutral gift sacks were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that a non-specific holiday figure would soon be there. Children of every race, creed, and nationality were resting all snug in their beds while visions of sugar-free plums danced in their heads. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I got up out of bed to see what was the matter and to see who was violating the neighborhood sound level ordinance. But what to my wondering eyes did appear but an emissions-free vehicle, an 8-size Challenge reindeer. Holiday figure was so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Holiday figure. He had a broad but normal face, an advanced-sized belly, and he laughed. Lady of the evening, lady of the evening, lady of the evening. You believe that? Yeah. What in the world? You can't even say ho, ho, ho no more. What kind of commie crap is this? I don't care who you are. His name is Santa Claus, and he cracks beer with a horse whip, breaks into people's houses, drinks rum and eggnog, and looks like Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard in the store. Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
5 flannel shirts.
4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff first 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam.
4 Big Mud tires,
3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, this ain't normal Christmas present.
No, the redneck gift.
Redneck gift?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive, or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas life. Or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Bass. 4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam.
4 Big Mud tires,
3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT. Are you crying?
No, it's just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
My son to the mall the other day to see Santa Claus. The woman in line behind me says, "Hey, is that Santa Claus up there?" I said, "No, ma'am, that's a Kenny Rogers stunt double. Here's your sign." The other day I bought a wreath to go on our front door. As I was walking out of the store, a man stopped me and said, "Hey, you gonna hang that on your door?" I said, "No, sir, it's a Christmas toilet seat cover. Got the idea from Martha Stewart."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Dad, your son, so have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. You lost your mind, so baby, fine, and wear your
flashlights on my house, you know the kind that blink on and off. My neighbor comes over and says, hey, Bill, how do you get those to blink on and off like that? I said, I got my son inside, plugging it, unplugging it, plugging it, unplugging it. Here's your sign. I took my family by a Christmas tree the other night. When we walked onto the lot, this guy walked to me and says, hey, y'all here to buy a Christmas tree? I said, no, sir, my son's got to go to the bathroom, and these trees look really inviting.
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your Christmas sign.
The other night, my family and I were walking through the neighborhood looking at all the Christmas decorations, and we came upon this house that had a manger scene. Now, there was this whole group of people looking at it when I overheard this one guy say, hey, are those the three wise men? I said, no, sir, that's ZZ Top doing a Farm Aid concert.
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your Christmas sign. Yes, it's time to have some fun and wear your Christmas sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your Christmas sign. You lost your mind, save the sign and wear your Christmas sign. Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your Christmas sign.
And finally, my wife and I were in a grocery store the other day, and I heard a woman ask the clerk, do you know what time midnight mass starts on Christmas Eve? And in the holiday spirit, I walked over and said, here's your sign. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Mickey.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree. A partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
Three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. Minnie?
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Chip and Dale.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Clarabelle.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten long sleepies,
nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five.
Hey, that's my line. I'm gonna say yours. Four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent
geese a-laying,
five onion rings,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
a three French hen,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Go home where you can't see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices sing. Party rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
That the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way. And he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. He's just a down home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night. Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Santa wrapped his bag with a Dixie having the time of his life. And you can hear him call, Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, took to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. It was just a down-home party animal, just stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night.
Hey, guys, what's the problem?
The weather.
What do you mean? It's warm and beautiful outside.
Exactly. No snow, no Santa. Which means I've been good all year for nothing. This is gonna be a miserable Christmas.
Well, maybe not, fellas.
Well, I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus this year.
You're worried? My life's riding on this delivery.
'Cause we live away down south, and it didn't snow down here. But I'm telling you not to worry, 'cause I just got the word. Everybody listen closely, and I'll tell you what I heard.
What?
Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Oh boy, this is great! This means we can get our presents. What are you asking for, Alan?
Well, you know, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Excellent. More room in the pickup for my stuff.
Well, Alvin, don't you think you might be missing the point of Christmas?
Nope.
Santa can't bring his reindeer. He'll leave them far away. Don't you worry about him, he's gonna be here Christmas Day. He's got a big red pickup with four-wheel drive and all. And there's gonna be a Merry Christmas for all. Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. All the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me. Yeah, Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Now, Alan, about this pickup, we're talking really huge, right? Not one of those minivans.
Well, I'm not sure, Alan. Why, what are you asking for?
A crane.
You mean one of those remote things?
No, a 747. I don't think a pickup's gonna cut it, Alan. As long as he's changing his means of transportation, why doesn't he drive a train?
A train?
A crane wouldn't be practical, Alan. It needs trucks. So it could only stop in certain areas.
But guys, I gotta tell you, now, you're really missing the point.
Right, I know.
I'm not calling Santa, Alvin.
Tell him to dump the pickup. We need something much bigger.
No, you need to think much smaller.
Easy for you to say. You're not a kid anymore.
Well, even as a kid, I never asked for a 747.
That's because they didn't have them when you were a kid.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Simon, get Santa on the phone. Tell him Alan Jackson, the famous country singer.
Holy. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how sweet.
future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fate allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Mountain. Christ is born.
The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born, that Jesus Christ is born.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Frosty, clumsy as he can be, see him loping along. Off he goes on an icicle spring with a happy song.
Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop.
And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump,
look at Frosty go.
Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills and snow.
One little Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown, cried as he looked up to the sky. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of us, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home? 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little child can find a toy. One little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little heart can find some joy. One little angel who was riding a star cried as she looked down at the tree. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, wherever you are, may I give him the star you gave to me. Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world. Come, one tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree.
Together. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Wonderland.
Bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird here to stay. Is a new bird, he's singing a song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is pausing the ground. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as he dreams by the fire to face unafraid all the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman
until the other kiddies knock him down. Oh, when it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in winter.
Nuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose,
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Places don't go. Seems like everyone but me is in love.
party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly. Let's start with bottles of party, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
One little Christmas shiny on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see your mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lamps flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the
Jesus!
chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
Oh. help to make the season bright. Good evening. At Christmas time, every home takes on a special beauty, a special warmth. And that's certainly true of the White House, where so many famous Americans have spent their Christmases over the years. This fine old home, the People's House, has seen so much, been so much a part of all our lives and history. G.K. Chesterton once said that the world would never starve for wonders, but only for the want of wonder. At this special time of year, we all renew our sense of wonder in recalling the story of the first Christmas in Bethlehem nearly 2,000 years ago. Some celebrate Christmas as the birthday of a great and good philosopher and teacher. Others of us believe in the divinity of the child born in Bethlehem, that he was and is the promised Prince of Peace. Yes, we've questioned why he who could perform miracles chose to come among us as a helpless babe. But maybe that was his first miracle, his first great lesson, that we should learn to care for one another. Tonight, in millions of American homes, the glow of the Christmas tree is a reflection of the love Jesus taught us. Like the shepherds and wise men of that first Christmas, we Americans have always tried to follow a higher light, a star, if you will. At lonely campfire vigils along the frontier, in the darkest days of the Great Depression, through war and peace, the twin beacons of faith and freedom have brightened the American sky. At times, our footsteps may have faltered, but trusting in God's help, we've never lost our way. Just across the way from the White House stand the two great emblems of the holiday season, a menorah symbolizing the Jewish festival of Hanukkah and the national Christmas tree, a beautiful towering blue spruce from Pennsylvania. Like the national Christmas tree, our country is a living, growing thing planted in rich American soil. Only our devoted care can bring it to full flower. So let this holiday season be for us a time of rededication. Christmas means so much because of one special child. But Christmas also reminds us that all children are special, that they are gifts from God, gifts beyond price that mean more than any presents money can buy. In their love and laughter, in our hopes for their future, lies the true meaning of Christmas. So, in a spirit of gratitude for what we've been able to achieve together over the past year, and looking forward to all that we hope to achieve together in the years ahead, Nancy and I want to wish you all the best of holiday seasons. As Charles Dickens, who said so well in A Christmas Carol, God bless us, everyone. Good night.